Government spokesperson Michael Makwe says the unification of the forces per the peace deal is progressing well, but he says certain parties to the agreement have yet to organize their forces with clear ranks.
These people are already trained and they are just waiting for graduation. So we are not doing anything any longer. All that we are doing is that we are waiting for the reorganization of these forces so that when the unified forces are graduated, they are graduated with a clear command, not with a surplus of officers who cannot do anything, because officers are meant to command the forces. And if they have no forces to command, then why do we graduate them with their ranks?
Makwe says the leadership of every party with soldiers should organize their forces based on the number of soldiers they have so that they can determine the ranks that will command the forces. Lampo Gabriel, spokesperson for SPLA in opposition, denies SPLA-IO forces are disorganized or that they have too many commissioned officers. He says the IO has approximately 20 officers in the unified force with only two lieutenant generals in the highest command. He says the remaining officers are non-commissioned officers. Gabriel acknowledges the training of the forces has been completed and that the soldiers are only waiting for graduation, but he says the delay is in the rushes of forces from the different parties. He says when the SPLA-IO signed the agreement and returned to Juba in 2018, the principals to the agreement held a meeting in 2019 when they agreed to a combined total of 83,000 forces.
It was agreed that the component of these forces that are coming during the first phase should be 50-50 from the opposition and 50 from the government, from the SSPDF or the IG forces. Now, this is the ratio currently that is causing us challenges, because our counterpart doesn't want it that way, because they are the sitting government, according to them. So they want to have a bigger share. So that can be discussed for the sake of peace. It can be discussed, but not something really that is going to remove us from having influence in the command. Otherwise, there will be no reforms in the army.
Gabriel says supporting the status quo is dragging the country back to its knees. He says the SPLA-IO supports proper representation in the command of the unified forces to ensure that the country is properly raised back to its level of nationalism. When asked if the leaders agreed on the number of forces and on a time frame for when the soldiers will be graduated, Gabriel, who also works in the press department of the Joint Defense Board, said President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar and Vice President Hussein Abdel Badji are still in talks over the matter.
At the moment, it's at the level of the presidency. They're still discussing. I believe when they agree, then we'll also come and inform the media about it. But we are hopeful that they will put their differences aside and look at the importance of this country.
Brigadier General Wich Jang Duop, military spokesperson for South Sudan Opposition Alliance, says forces at the training centers are all organized and unified, ready for graduation, but he says a dispute remains over the percentage of forces each party shall submit.
The percentage is still to be agreed. We know that in the agreement we have been 18.75%. That way, when you run it, it'll be 19%. We are sure. And IO will be 32.25. But this percentage, now, they are still to agree on it. Because we opposition, we should have a 50% in the unified forces. But the presidency are still to agree.
According to the revitalized peace agreement, the completion of training and redeployment of the unified forces was to take 8 months beginning in September 2018. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.